Glory to God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I so love you, Lord. I honor you. I extol your greatness, and I thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you, your family, the master's call, because you are our master. And we thank you for the co-founders of this call, Lord God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, Lord, for their faithfulness to you. They heard you. They listened. They obeyed. And glory to God, look what we have. Thank you for the speaker that is coming forward and who's going to share a word with us, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for Artist Life and the Diaz de Leon family. And Lord, to you, all honor and glory. Thank you for what you're doing. And Mother Josie, also, Lord, for all of those that may have family members or loved ones that are sick, Lord God. We know they are victorious in you. You are faithful. So without any further ado, I say thank you for the best gift, your son, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And I would like to go ahead and call forward that victorious woman of God, our host. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. I love you, Prayer General. Take it away.
I love you more, and thank you so much, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting everyone with the joy of the Lord in your voice. We always look forward to you coming on the call with, I tell you, just with the victorious sound in your voice. God, to God be the glory for you and all that you do. Good morning, good morning, good morning to my TMC family, friends, loved ones. So good to have you on the call this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Robin, say welcome to our telecommunication sanctuary. Let me tell you a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 by our phenomenal women of God, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we're so thankful that they said yes to the master. With that, they stood on the word of God, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And oh my goodness, we have started off this day with Minister Tiffany singing and bringing the presence of the Lord in the midst. I tell you, with nobody, there's nobody greater than the Lord our God. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. And with that, we do have a website that you can go to, and that's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the bios of our speakers as well as the messages have been archived there. Now, our theme for this year is in 2019, God's Hand of Justice, Integrity, and Truth in Me, Individually and Corporately, will clearly be seen. Glory to God. Now, many of you may feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, which is Minister Robin did so graciously, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord to share with us. You can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. And you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. Now, we started back in 2010, but you might say, well, what started this? What brought you all together? It's this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International that was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago, and now we're under Artist Life, and we do have the best products on this side of heaven. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share with you about our wonderful health and wellness products. Now, with that, we do have the new Morning Motivational Call that's held right after this call every Monday through Friday with the phenomenal leaders there giving great information on the benefits of the artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Now, you may need a bypass number if you have T-Mobile, Metro PCS, or Booster. This is a bypass number that you could use before calling in, and that's 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Now, on the New Morning Motivational Call this morning is Presidential Tuesday, where our manager, Artemis Wicker, will be the host, and the guest speaker will be Executive President Candida Mosley from Houston, Texas. You definitely want to get on that call. Well, I'm getting out of the way because we have a phenomenal woman of God who had graced us with that tag, Thou Telecommunication Sanctuary. Yes, yes, I'm talking about none other than Minister Benita Cates, who lives in New Jersey, who is a blessed woman of God. She has a beautiful daughter, son-in-law, and a precious little baby that we all want to go up there and just grab her and give her a big hug because she is such a darling. And we know that this woman of God loves to stand on the word of God. She loves the Lord with all her heart. She is a blessed woman who is not only a mother but has been a blessing to her mother who went on to be with the Lord, but we know that God has strengthened her and has kept her in every way. We know God has fulfilled her in her ministry where she's doing great things on that East Coast. We love to hear her voice when she says good morning to all. Our telecommunications sanctuary premier lady, I introduce to some, present to others, none other than Minister Benita Cates. Are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Brenda?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you so much. Praise God for that introduction. And I know you have a PayPal account. Thank you also, Minister Robin, my co-Jerseyan, for seating and greeting. And I want to thank Minister Tiffany for faithfully ushering in God prior to the message and just preparing our hearts to hear what thus says the Lord. I want to open this call up in prayer so that I can get out the way and not input any of me. Good morning, Father God. I thank you for this platform. I thank you for putting me in a position that I will speak your word from my heart. I thank you for the listeners, and I pray that this message that you have put on my heart is going to help someone get through. Father God, you are the perfect, perfect parent. We thank you so much for allowing us to represent you. Satan, just so that you know, you are underfoot. There will be no distractions. There will be no interruptions. We will be focused, and we will listen to this word that's going to come forth. And if you choose, Satan, you can have a seat in the pew also and put on your spiritual seatbelt, because at one time you were an angel of God. Father God, thank you so much. All of you and none of me. Amen, amen, and amen. First, let me thank the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Both women have been very instrumental and very clear about the purpose of this call and have kept it in the direction that it is going, and it is feeding so many. So thank you for being the daughters and our sisters but being the daughter of God and doing exactly what he wants you to do. Well, for the sake of the time, so just get prepared, Brenda. I don't know if I'm going to be using up all this time, but for the sake of the time, I want to name this text Going Through, right? Because it's going through. Because I'm going to speak to myself, and I'm going to, I've been practicing this for a while, and I'm thinking all different kinds of ways to do this thing. And I said, you know what works for me is just to talk to me. So I'm going to talk to myself, and if any of this makes any sense to you, there's nothing but God. Because my journey is not unlike anybody else's, but it is unique. It's just like every hair on our head is unique. But God knows every hair on our head. I want to speak from, I'm going to just talk from Psalms, the 23rd, Psalms 23. I know it's one of my, Jeremiah 29 and 11 and the 23rd Psalm are like my foundation. But first, before I do that, I'm going to speak from the Message Bible. And in January 2014, I had the distinct pleasure of personally meeting, you know, personally hugging and meeting a couple of people. And I want to read what they wrote in my Bible. My beloved spiritual daughter, soar like the eagle you are. Pastor Vanessa, my dear Benita, thank God for encouraging you into, thank God for bringing you into life. This is a new beginning for us. Love you, Dr. P.K. Roberts. To my sister Benita, may you continue to stay in your lane where God has so many blessings in store for you. Tiffany. So these women scribed in my book, and I'm going to tell you, my Bible is tattered. The pages are torn because I really try to use it, and I'm going to stop this crying thing. So to read from a David Psalm, 23rd Psalm. God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I am not afraid. When you walk at my side, your trusty shepherd's crop makes me feel secure. You serve me a six-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my head. My cup runs over with blessings. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. Amen. Well, people, I want to imply that in this message, and I might not get through all of this, but in this message, going through is an action. Through implies some effort. You have to do some things. It's been my experience, and, you know, like I said, I'm going to speak to myself, that in my life, I've been in one of three places, entering in or coming out of a situation. So I call this PTL, preparing, tools, and results. I'm just going to give you a little background. Before I say that, I want to imply this. A lot of times I listen to music, and I don't listen to it I listen to the God music, you know, not in the spiritual gospel music, but I'm listening to the words. For instance, I'll just use Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, The Closer I Get to You. When you get a moment, just listen to that song. And to me, it was all about God. The closer I get to you, the more you make me see that needing me more and more, your love has captured me. And it just goes on and on to talk about the love that God has for us. So when I talk about the three stages that I could possibly be in life, going in a situation, and coming out of a situation, I'm talking about, again, these three things. When I'm going in, God is preparing me. You know how when you cook, and chefs out there, or even landscapers, you prepare the land, you prepare the food before you cook it, right? There's a preparation involved. And so what are we doing when we prepare? What am I doing when God prepared me for the transition of my mother? Well, he gave me the answer to that, which is T, tools. God is always in the midst of my, he was always in the midst of my transitions. How could I, in the midst of that, prepare? I had tools. I had a Bible, basic instruction before leaving this earth. There was fasting, and there was a lot of prayer. I lost my dad about 25, maybe 30 years ago. But I had no way of knowing of the person that he was in terms of a provider until my mom passed, because I started unveiling all of these, all of these things, financial backings, bonds, he had really done his job as a provider. So I was so proud, but it took like almost 25, 30 years, right? That I really, I knew that I never went hungry. I always had clothes. The phone was always working. The water was never turned off. I knew that, but I didn't know the depth. In 1997, now, mind you, this home that I'm talking about that I'm in right now, and I skipped over that, was filled with all these people. It's a family home. It's a two-story family home. So it is a family home. And my dad brought this home for that purpose. So in 1997, my uncle, who actually lived with us also, and my grandmother, who had lived with us also, and my sister, on occasion, would be back and forth. My older sister, I'm the youngest of four. My uncle passed away February 2nd, and my grandmother passed away March 22nd, and my sister passed away May 2nd. So in 1997, I was in all of those places, in it, going through, coming out, in 6 months' time. But there was a God that kept me. My grandmother transitioned at in this home, because that was the wish that my mom had, and so she made it so. But I say this to say to you, going through, for me, helped me understand how great a God I had. Psalms 23, you're going to go through. As my pastor would say, Lula Baker, I'm going to date myself. I don't know, you guys ever ride a bike? When we were riding bikes, we didn't have helmets and all these safety gears. We just got on the bike, and they pushed you, and you pedaled, and either you fell or you stayed up. And you figure out how not to fall, right? So there is this thing called a kickstand on the bike, so it holds it up. So when you're going through something, you don't put the kickstand down and settle there. Through implies you're doing something. It's an action. You're not going to sit there. You're going to go through it. You're going to get through it. God has already prepared you. He's giving you the tools. And my number three is, what is the lesson? What did I learn? Because so many times my knucklehead self will repeat the class over and over and over again. And I'm so sick of being in this class. And God tells me, as soon as you get this lesson, you'll be promoted. So I've gotten into a place in my life that immediately I'm like, okay, God, just give me a clue. What is the cheat sheet? I need to get through this class. I don't want to repeat this class. Because sometimes those classes kind of hurt, you know, and I continue to fall, like when I was trying to learn how to ride on a bike. And that hurts. You skin my knee and it hit my head, and I got a bump right now on my head from when I try to learn how to ride a bike. But he is a God that talked to me in the 23rd Psalm. I'll never leave you. So that was my 1997. My 2007, my daughter calls me at work. But here's the glory in God. She was in Columbus, Ohio at the time, going to college. And I am so proud of that brother that just in Morehouse. I'm overwhelmed. That kind of giving back is phenomenal. But I transgress. Let me stay on topic. She had just come out to visit us for Thanksgiving, right? And she had driven by herself with her dog. And my never slept. My transitioned now, but my never slept. She watched her. She told me the story. She said, Mommy, she watched me all the way when I was coming and when we left. Well, that was November. In January, I get a call on a Wednesday. Do you see some things you just don't forget? And my daughter said, Mom, you know, I got something to tell you. Are you sitting down? And I'm at work. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sitting down. I have to have surgery tomorrow. She proceeds to tell me that the neurologist found a benign tumor on her brain that needed immediate attention. So you talk about storms and in and out of them. I mean, yeah. But here's my God. God got her from Columbus, Ohio in November, where she could have had any kind of a stroke, could have. There could have been all these possibilities, but none of that happened. Here's my God, that to this day, she has a little muscle damage, but she brought my dear granddaughter, Kyle Olivia Harden. Here's my God, that she has a testimony that he is a healing God. And in Psalms, 23rd Psalm, he's not going to leave you or forsake you. While you're in that valley, you're going through. You're not putting the kickstand down. You're not going to stay. You're not going to put a tent up. You're not going to rent. You're not going to buy. You're not going to do anything but get through it and use those tools that he's given you. So in 2017, there's just me now in the house, 2019. But in 2017, God called home my mom, who also transitioned in this home. And I only honored the wishes of, I honored my mother's wish. That is what I'm supposed to do. She did not want to transition in a hospital with unfamiliar people, unfamiliar smells. She wanted to be home, and God made it so. But in May, like I told you, my sister had passed, right, on the 2nd. Now, my mother passes on the 4th. But here's God again. Here's God again. On the same day my sister went home, May 2nd, her granddaughter was born, who is now 13 years old. So I just came by to stop through to tell you that you just go through, right? Just go through, because he's never going to leave you nor forsake you. And he's got you. So don't put the kickstand down. Don't put a tent up. Don't build a house. Because this is the PTL. He prepares. He gives us tools. And what's the lesson? Because I'm going to tell you, if you don't know, I'm going to give you some cheat notes. Read the end of the book. We all win. And I'm going to turn the call back over to you, Minister Brenda. Thank you for the platform.
Wow, wow, wow. To God be the glory. Going through. Thank you so much, Minister Benita, for your transparency as well as your faithfulness as unto the Lord. And I will call you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, our God, we're so grateful. We're so thankful. And we know, Lord God, that you have brought us here in this place, in this season, this hour, to glorify your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father God, for our dear beloved Minister Benita, Father, for her transparency and the things that you have done for her as she was going through. And, Lord, we can identify in many instances, Lord God, where you have brought us through. And it reminds us of the word, Lord, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with us. Thank you, Father, for anointing our sister, Father, in such a manner, Father, that her going through, Lord God, she realizes that you have given her strength every step of the way. Thank you, Father God, for pouring virtues of blessings on top of blessings on her, Lord, as she made her way, Father, to reveal what all you have done in her life. Thank you, Father God, for keeping her in perfect peace as her mind stays on you. Thank you, oh God, for wrapping your arms around her, Father God, and letting her know, Father God, that greater is he that's in her than he that is in the world. We thank you for every listener on this call that will adhere to what you have done for each and every one of us, Father God, as we went through. We thank you, Father, for your blessings for our mother, Josie, Lord God. We thank you that she's healed and whole by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for keeping her in perfect peace. Thank you for blessing Dr. Vanessa, Lord God, giving her the rest, Lord God, giving her a peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Father God, for strengthening her in every area of her life, Father God. We thank you, oh God, for blessing these people, Lord God, who are going through health challenges. We decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. Baby Taryn, Rhonda, Allison, Aunt Brenda, Jerry, Steve, Pastor Taylor, Leanna, Johnny, Sharon, Erica, Jackie, and Gail, Father God, we thank you for healing them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you for recovering all the missing children, Father God. We decree and declare that the devil has to take his hands off of the predecessors. And Lord God, we thank you that you have restored them, you have healed them, and that you will bring them back to their families, Lord God. We thank you for the bereaved families, Lord God. Strengthen them, the Pattons, the Flanagans, the Watsons, the Bowdry and the Browns and the Starr family, Father God, the Starr family. We know, Lord God, that nobody can heal and comfort like you can. So we thank you in advance for doing it, not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. In Jesus' name, we say thank you and amen. Well, TMC family, you definitely want to share this powerful message with someone. The playback is 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-pound. Remember, the New Morning Motivational Call is next with the manager, Artemis Wicker, on this Presidential Tuesday, and the guest speaker, Executive President Candida Mosley. That number is 712-770-4005. The pin, 294-617-pound. Again, thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for just allowing the Lord to use you as we went before the Lord in his presence with song and spiritual songs. Thank you so much. Thank you again, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting everyone this morning as you brought us into the presence of the Lord with prayer. And thank you again, Minister Bonita, for your transparency and the powerful message of going through. Please close us out with the benediction.
Thank each and every one of you for listening. Thank every participant. Thank you, co-founders. Philippians 4:7 tells us, may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Have an awesome day.